Well, Steve, fairly remarkable day's cricket, really.
Yeah, the history of Riverside here, if you look at the matches played, then there's not been a lot of runs scored, and both sides felt that it was going to be a similar event today, so the toss was quite important, and thankfully we'd have got it right and put them in, but sadly we lost the toss and we were under pressure, and at 25 for 5, a lot of damage had been done to us. We did well to recover in many ways to get to 120, and that meant that if we bowled them out for something like a 170 score, then that wasn't too bad a day, really. We were back in the game. They've probably got a few too many, but it was still a good effort from our boys. We had some problems with the ball, and it went quite soft at a period, and when that was happening, it wasn't jagging around as much or swinging around as much. Once that got changed, quite rightly, it was out of shape and soft, and then we managed to make some inroads again. So it was a tough day for us, and certainly we would have liked to have won the toss, but still plenty of cricket to play.
Just to clarify, because also we've been getting a lot of emails and texts about, is it the pitch or was it more to do with the conditions?
I think it was, it swung a little bit and it nipped a little bit, and it just did enough. So in answer to your question, there's quite a bit of... it makes it difficult for batting. You know, there's some good players from the Durham side and good players from the Worcester side, and they found it very, very difficult to bat. So I think it's safe to say that it favours the ball.
Word for Matt Pardo, because he did a good job there, so holding the end up, really.
Yeah, he did. I thought he played with a lot of determination and guts, like he always does. Sadly for him, he didn't go on again and get a big score, and he got out to a full bunger that swung a little bit on him, but you know, he said he didn't pick it up. It was one of them full ones. He just didn't pick it up. So it's just one of those things, unfortunately. But he did. He got it out really well. And the one thing about Pards is he does get stuck in.
You took 3 quick wickets in the evening session, and amongst them was Benkenstein and Collingwood, which I thought was an important phase, really, because you know, suddenly you're almost right back in it at that point.
Yeah, I think you're spot on. It was they've got a decent batting side, and yet they've got no stats this year at all, but Benkenstein, Collingwood, on any day you'd take them wickets, and we just need to knock this one over quickly now, and as he usually says, we need to bat long. If we can bat big and bat long, then we can put ourselves back in the game and put Durham under pressure, but it won't be easy, and we've got to get stuck in and value your wicket and score when we can.
Are you expecting conditions to be easier tomorrow?
Not really. I think it's going to be difficult for batting. The only period it was easier today was when the sun was out and we had a soft ball, an out of shape ball as well. We eventually got that changed because it was out of shape, and then straight away it was nipping around again and swinging again, and the conditions came in again that last sort of hour.
I should mention Gareth Andrew, of course. He's got 5 to his name already.
Yeah, he was a sterling effort. He bowled a long spell that last spell. And it was a good effort from him. You know, he stood up to the plate well and got a good 5 wicket haul.
So final point then, Steve, obviously not the last one over tomorrow morning, and I was just walking over here now thinking you need 2 batsmen to get decent scores, really.
Yeah, we need the senior players to really stand up, you know, the likes of Mitch, Hughesy, Moen, Vikram. You know, they're the main players for us with the bat, and sadly it didn't work today, but you know, in cricket you've got a second innings, and we need them guys to stand up to the plate and really, really bat long, and that won't be easy, like I said, but they're all capable of it. They're all good players, and they're all capable of batting a full day. If they can do that, then we'll be in a better position.